Welcome to Health Matters with Dr. Nelson Bulmash, sponsored by the UI Radio Network at uiradionetwork.org. Catch us on Facebook and Instagram at United Intentions and Twitter at Higher Intention. Look for us on 99.1 FM, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and many more. Over the next hour, we'll introduce you to some fascinating people and engaging discussions that may provide you with answers to assist in revolutionizing your own personal health. And now, here's Dr. Nelson.
I'm Dr. Nelson Bulmash, and you're listening to Health Matters on the United Intentions Radio Network. If you're catching the show here in Atlanta today on WDJY FM 99.1, in Florida on WWNN 93.5, and now in Kentucky on WMTA 107.3, hello and welcome. It's a pleasure to have you listening with us today. And for the rest of you who are catching us on the World Wide Web on all the major social media platforms, it's really nice to have you along as well. For those of you who haven't listened to Health Matters, it is a show dedicated to all things encompassing health, inspiration, and spirituality. For those of you who'd like to shoot us over a question, you may do so through Facebook Live. And for those of you who are listening to us on the AM and FM stations, you're welcome to do so by calling in at 678-495-4345. Again, that number is 678-495-4345. Before we get started in the actual interview, I have a few talking points that I want to mention to you. Number one, don't forget, you can buy your Get Your Life Back Now DVDs by visiting www.getyourlifebacknow.live and take advantage of getting your DVD that can help you save your life. It's news you can use. Number two point that I want to convey to you today is don't forget to connect with us online. You can follow us on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, and YouTube, as United Intentions and Higher Intentions on Twitter. Lastly, folks, we have the amazing Gloria Parker, who's the psychic bartender and who will have her show this Thursday, the 8th of November at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, let's jump in and let me introduce my guest. She is Dr. Patricia Bellone, a science-based wellness expert. Dr. Bellone has helped thousands of people over the last three decades to stop adapting their lifestyle to pain and health problems and to start living longer, better, and healthier. She is the founder and principal of the Health Team Network, a company dedicated to coaching and implementing personalized lifestyle programs that are unique to individual health problems with improved outcomes that include better habits, health and happiness, as well as anti-aging. Dr. Bellone is a doctor of chiropractic, a certified functional medicine practitioner, a certified functional medicine and lifestyle strategic solution physician. She also has training in rehabilitation, functional nutrition, and coaching. And of today, she is literally number one on the bestsellers list with Amazon. Dr. Patricia Bellone, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on Health Matters.
Thank you, Nelson.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Tell everybody where you came down from.
I drove down from Virginia.
Folks, for those of you, since some of you may be listening to us on the World Wide Web through social media, we're down here right now in Atlanta, Georgia. That was quite a trip. I appreciate you, your pilgrimage, if you will, from Virginia down to Atlanta. It's great to have you with us, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. So you have some pretty exciting news. Tell us about your new book.
Well, the name of my new book is called Why Are You Sick, Fat, Tired?
Interesting name.
It is.
Uh-huh.
And it's a book of questions, or a health survey, so to speak. And it gives somebody a health snapshot of what their life's looking like right now. Because there's so many people out there that don't know that they're sick. They have signs and symptoms. And they don't, they kind of like ask their family, their friends.
Hairstylist is another big one.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
And so they ask them, like, you know, I don't feel good, you know, and they, oh, I had that. Don't worry about it. It goes away. But then, you know, a little bit down the line, the road, maybe 6, 7, 8 months, it's still there.
Yeah.
And so this gives somebody an opportunity to take a look at what's happening with their health at a given time.
Yeah, I like that. And I like the word you use, Patricia. You like to use the word snapshot. I love that because it's a term that makes a lot of sense. So what's interesting, and I want to delve into this, is it really is a book of questions. And tell us about how you use these questions, how you lead somebody progressively through different chapters, and what the chapters are, and why you have the chapters in the order you have them.
The questions are, you know, any physician who would look at the questions could say those questions relate to the organ system. And so the organ systems that I'm looking at start off with the gut, goes to the liver. I'm just going to read this, make sure I get straight. The endocrine system, blood sugar, the heart, the mind, the urological, immunity, musculoskeletal, nervous system, and there's a section just for men, and there's a section just for women.
Right. So there's so many things I like about what you've done. One of the things is you've created a book that allows one to literally go through a series of questions in each chapter. Then each chapter deals with an organ system. And what's interesting is that we know that all of the organs, all of the systems, if you will, are very, very unique and independent. However, the systems are very dependent on each other.
Yes, that's actually true. Even in Chinese medicine, they relate things in Chinese medicine as the energy going down or the energy coming up. So, like for instance, when you eat and you chew your food, and then you swallow it, it goes to the stomach, that's descending. And then the food starts to split apart, and some of the essence goes up to the lungs so you can make blood.
Right.
Then from there, it gets sent down to the heart, and then it gets pumped out to the body, and the fresh blood gets stored in the liver. And then they always say in Chinese medicine that liver spreads qi all around.
Yes.
You know, and then from there, it goes to, like, the kidneys, the small intestine, bladder, and then it goes out, you know, whatever is the waste product goes out of the body.
Right. And it's also interesting because as I listened to you read the symptoms, gut digestion, if you will, was number one. And that's interesting because I don't think there's a system currently, with maybe the exception of the brain, which we know is critically related to the gut function, that's talked about more these days than the gut and the microbiome of the intestinal world. So it's interesting that you started with the intestinal tract.
Well, one of the reasons why that's so important is because your immune system starts there. So what you eat and the style of foods and the chemistry of the gut is essential to expression of health.
Right.
And so in the gut, actually, it has four, you know, sections. You look at what the acidity is. Earlier when we were talking, we talked about proton pump inhibitors like Nexium.
Yes.
You know, and I can't remember the other one. But the and the idea of that was because that happens because people don't have enough of the right kind of acid in their stomach.
Right.
And then it kind of just sits there and, like, putrefies. So, you know, that's lack of a better word. And then when you're taking those proton pump inhibitors, it takes care of the symptom, but it doesn't take care of the cause.
Right. And so you get inadequate and insufficient digestion that leads to a myriad number of different problems.
Oh, sure. And sometimes it can, you know, punch holes through the lining of the gut, which is called leaky gut. And then so when you eat your foods seep into the blood too soon before they're processed. And then your body starts having allergies. It starts having digestive problems. You have bloating, gas. And then those have to go to your liver to be processed, because the liver's main job is to detoxify.
Right.
And when it detoxifies, those toxins are supposed to go out of your body and not stay in your body. So when your liver gets overburdened, those toxins are stored in every fat cell in your body.
It's interesting that you mentioned that. Years ago, I was sitting at a table during our lunch break, and there was one chair available next to me, literally. I'm not making this up. This is one of those stories that was incredible. And a gentleman, I was much larger at that time, about 270 pounds, and this gentleman looked down at me and said, "Sir, could I sit next to you?" And I said, "Of course, please." He said, "Are you sure?" I said, "I don't mind at all. Sit down." And he started talking to me. And he said, "What do you do?" And I had mentioned, you know, a lot of digestive things, a lot of liver issues and so forth that people struggle with. And he said, "So do you do anything to help people burn fat, so to speak. And we went into that conversation. Where it got really interesting, Pat, is that he said, do you ever have people who have trouble losing fat or burning fat? And I said, absolutely. And he said, why do you think that is? And I said, I think it is because it's a self-preservation mechanism. And he said, that's interesting. Talk more. And I said, I think that some people are so toxic that the body prevents them from adequately or quickly burning fat molecules because the release of toxins is so vast that it could harm them. And he said, not fair. You just stole my talk for the next hour. He was the speaker for the next hour.
Oh, my God.
And real quickly, what he did was he was the first person that I'd ever heard of in the world who biopsied fat plugs and found one lab in the world, a lab in London, England, and he sent these fat plugs to be analyzed for chemicals and metals. Mm-hmm. And when he started to send them, he got a call from the lab, and the lab said to him, where in the world are you getting these people? And he said, I don't understand your question. These are people off the street. And he said, the toxins in these fat plugs are so toxic that if the body burned the chemicals in them, it could kill a normal person.
Oh, my God. That's really amazing.
Yeah. So your comment about fat and how it stores toxins is very, mm-hmm. very, very interesting. So you use digestion as your initial point, and then we go into some of the others, the nervous system, heart, circulatory system, and so forth. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit more about that. How does that show up? If a person takes your quiz and they're weak in these areas, what happens?
Well, it depends upon, you know, what they're answering, the questions, they're answering them in present time. And so when they answer them in present time, each person's going to have their own pattern. So, you could have a high, just small intestine number. And they're ranged from like low priority, moderate priority, and high priority.
Okay.
And each section has a value of, what that means. So, for instance, an 8 in digestion starts to go into a high priority for me. And then you go, when you're talking about mood, 12 is the number that's a high priority.
Okay.
So they're positioned out so that they're nicely representative of that organ system. And, and so when you're looking at the pattern, so like an example, somebody had a couple high scores of high priority in the gut and a high priority in the liver, let's say, and like maybe a high priority in musculoskeletal. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at, when I look at that, I'm going, God, what do you do first?
Right.
So I
very,
always...
you took away my next question, Pat.
Sorry.
It's okay. Go right into it, please.
So how I do it is I first look in, because sometimes I might not go to the gut, but
yes.
I usually always go to the gut, because if you fix your gut and you get it repaired correctly, and it's an easy organ to fix, basically, and that would vary from person to person, but basically it is, because sometimes people are always asking me, oh, I want to do a detox.
Right.
And there might not be candidates to do detox. If you got to have, you can't do a detox unless your gut's functioning. So when people are doing detoxes, a lot of people complain that they feel like crap and they're tired.
In a word.
They have a headache.
Right.
They're just not functioning very well. They need to take the week off from work.
Yes.
when they do it. And the part of the reason is because they're overburdening the liver to get rid of the toxins.
Right.
And so... But you first have to take a look at what's going on in the gut, and you got to get those gut scores down into a low priority or even like a low moderate priority before you would do a liver detox.
I so appreciate you saying that, because as an inexperienced doctor many years ago, I was guilty as charged of being one of those people who would bring people in. And of course, I would change their diet, but I'd take them right into a detox. Mm-hmm. And of course, they would get very ill and I would get very yelled at. All right, listen, Patricia, we're going to continue this thought in a moment. We're going to have to take a commercial break real quickly. Folks, I'm Dr. Nelson Bulmash. I'm interviewing Patricia Ballone. We're talking about her new book. You're listening to Health Matters. We'll be right back.
Are you connected to your life's experience? Do you often feel bombarded by negative media? Does the fast-paced world leave you feeling overwhelmed? Dare your mind to open up with Thoughts from Sunrise. Thoughts from Sunrise is a series of contemplative picture books written by Clayton Jarvinen. They aim to give you a chance to sit with an idea long enough to gain a deeper wisdom and fully absorb the experience. This beautiful set of three picture books will give you a chance to find peace within yourself. Challenge yourself to open up to your full potential. With Thoughts from Sunrise, you can do just that. Visit www.thoughtsfromsunrise.com to find out more about this amazing book series. You can even enter code SUNRISE at checkout for free shipping.
Dr. Nelson Bullmash, I'm here with Patricia Bellone, and we're talking about her new book, Why Are You Sick, Fat, Tired? Welcome. It's great to have you here again.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So let's pick up again. You were talking about not starting out with a detox. Talk more about why that's so important, Pat.
Well, the reason is when the liver gets overburdened, it's going to spew out all the toxins into your system. And a lot of times the cycle, and it's a very difficult time to go into a detox cycle. So there's a primary, secondary, tertiary cycle. And where things get hung up is in the second cycle. So what happens is it just like goes out, gets back, you know, goes into the intestinal tract, gets reabsorbed into the blood,
right.
Go back to the liver, it goes, does the same process again, and then, you know, at some point in time, it's going to go settle in whatever your weakest link is. So the weakest link, and it usually, since toxins target fat, the fatty tissues in the body are well known. They're the uterus, the ovaries, the testicles, and like gonads, like the visceral fat around
right.
the organs, the brain, you know, thyroid. And if you look at, you know, the ability to, you know, intake the appropriate foods, you know, when you're eating, there's certain foods that help detox much better than others. You have to really, you know, that you have to be careful when you do a detox. You don't really want to detox you more. I tell people you want to tonify the liver so the liver does its job better.
Beautiful.
You
beautiful.
Know? But you have to go back and fix the gut first.
Yes.
I wouldn't say that probably, you know, structures function.
You know what? Structures function. Very, very good point. And thank you for, you can reiterate that all you want because here's the thing. Pat, don't you find that once you get people eating well, once you get people hydrating well, once you get them eating sensibly, you get the gut working, doesn't most of the body improve dramatically?
That's pretty quite true. I've had different people who I have filled out these forms for me, and they're amazed. I always make my clients fill this out themselves. They send them to me, I send them back. And the reason for it is it's really important to see what your pattern is on a chart. So because we're on the radio, really can't, you know, show that. But when you look at a pattern, you might repeat this process in about 8 to 12 weeks, depending upon, you know, how you're progressing, how the person's progressing and such. So when you do that, you can see where you're, like, you know, doing better.
Right.
You can see where you might be doing worse. So then you can narrow and focus. Like in lifestyle medicine, the idea is to focus on diet, you know, first, then exercise,
yes.
and then targeted supplementation. We're a nation that's so depleted nutritionally that I think everybody in this country really needs to be on some type of nutrition above and beyond what they're eating because the food source is very depleted.
I agree. Thank you.
And there's and your bank is, you know, when someone gets sick, they don't know what, you know, they're thinking, well, how come I'm not recovering as fast? Well, it's because you don't have the nutrition.
Yeah, very good
that,
point.
You know, that my parents had or somebody who eats organic food.
Yeah. Very, very good point. Our adaptive reserve capacity is what I like to call is so low. We're so low in minerals. We're so low in vitamins. We're so low in enzymes that you don't have the, say we were building a house or we were refurbishing the house. You got to have the materials to actually do it.
Right.
So if you don't have the nutrients to rebuild the body, it's going to be a really slow process.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I love this. And one of the things I love about your book and the way you have this laid out is anyone, I mean, I read your book, and no offense, this is a real positive. I'm going to compliment you here. I think an 11 or 12-year-old could read it because you've laid it out so simplistically that pretty much a sixth grader could read it and understand it and do it.
Well, the reason why that happened is because I used to give I had a different version of this years ago,
right.
and I would have clients and patients not answer certain questions, and I would ask them, why didn't you answer that? Well, I thought they answered, you know, you already asked that before. in a different way, and I really don't understand what they're asking.
Interesting. So you made it so simple that nobody would get confused, essentially.
Right. So what inspired me was, you know, first off, there's so many people out in the world that are sick and they don't know it. And this gives people the tool to find out what's going on so that they can take this particular tool with them to their physician, a trained physician, like a functional medicine doctor, an integrative medicine doctor, a naturopathic doctor, somebody who has, you know, when they look at this pattern, or an acupuncturist also possibly, so that they could look at this pattern and say, like, you know, wow, you've got, you know, these issues. And all the questions really relate to that particular organ. It's not a standardized quiz across the board, but this is specific questions that any doctor, when they look at the questions, would say, oh yeah, that's asking about the gut, or that's asking about mood.
Beautiful.
You know,
and so it's interdisciplinary in its function, meaning any healthcare provider who's adequately trained can look at the results of this and use this as a tool to help patients.
Right. And if not, they can call me.
That's right. You can call her. She's sharp. Okay. So let me ask you this. Who do you give this to?
Everybody.
Okay.
I don't think there's, you know, when people ask me, like, well, what's your niche? I said, if you are walking, talking, breathing, if you live in the United States or the world, there you have access to environmental toxins.
Right.
You have access to food that might not be the appropriate food for you to eat, but you eat it anyways because
yes.
It's convenient.
Right.
It's like Mickey D's. You have a family genetic type thing. What I say about the DNA part of it, because I always say you're not your DNA, is that you're not. But you have a constitution, and you can change how that DNA expresses itself in the environment.
Okay.
You know, based upon what you eat, drink, think, you know, and...
Absolutely. Epigenetics.
And breathe.
So I'm going to throw a little curveball at you here, Pat. So could a parent, a mother or a father who might be having trouble with a young child reasonably look at and evaluate some of the attributes, the constitutional issues of a child and fill this in for them? Is that possible? Like a parent who's thinking, you know, Nelson, could I fill this out, get some... I know that it really mm-hmm. takes a lot of what's going on within me. But I'm just curious, because I'm going to have parents say, do you think I could use her book and the questionnaire system to get insight on my kids? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I just had a mother and son. And the mother filled out the form.
Right.
And so when I looked at it, because she had, when I looked at her form, she had maybe like 10 or 12 high priorities. And six weeks, 7 weeks later, she was down, she only had two.
Okay.
And so we were still working on some specific stuff. So then she said, would you mind seeing my son? And so I said, your son's got to fill out the form, and gave her the whole spiel. And so I got it, and I said, oh my God, it looks just like hers. And
she filled it out?
Well, she did. But the interesting thing, so I made him go back and fill it out again himself.
Yeah.
And he sent it to me, and they were almost identical.
And that's believable. I've seen the same kind of thing, not only with a parent and a child, but husband and wife very mm-hmm. often, because they share a lot of meals together often.
Well, I think someplace in the book I say, you know, if you're not sure, ask your spouse.
Yes, there you go.
Or your significant
other.
There
you go. That's right. So as long as someone is old enough that maybe with the explanation of a parent, they can read and understand the questions and respond adequately, it could be used for children, at least who are old enough to be able to reason and understand the words.
Yes, but I would also, and if I did that type of consult, of course I would be doing it with the mother and child.
Yes, I'm sure.
You know, yeah,
thank you for pointing that out. But.
And then I would, you know, be very, you know, suspect of, because example I gave you, I kept on emailing this kid. I said, are you sure you filled this out?
Right. Yes.
Because I wanted...
Mom didn't do your homework?
Because when it came back almost looking like the original one and the mother's, I kept on thinking, are you sure your mother didn't do this for you?
She probably did.
Well,
how old was the child?
He just turned of age. just 20, really was 20 years old.
Oh, well, goodness. Well, a 20-year-old would certainly be old enough to do it themselves.
They would, but you know how mothers
are. Yeah,
you
know how mothers are. Yes, 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 yes. And I mean that in the best way, women, in the best way. All you moms out there, please, no hate mail. I'm a big fan of moms. Okay, very, very good. So I want to go back and I want to take this now. So you have this wonderful book. It makes it very easy for somebody to sit down, what, about an hour maybe to fill everything out? Is that about right?
To go through the book.
Yeah.
In total. It's not very long. I don't have the exact... I think there's like 65 pages.
That's
and
right.
There's pages at the very end that... that you can use for note-taking, mm-hmm. or if like, oh, I want to ask a question. And also I give people an opportunity to reach out to me and have a conversation with me personally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that if they have a question or a concern, they can ask that.
Perfect. And I'm glad you're available because that, for some people, makes a big difference.
Yeah.
But in other words, they're going to invest about an hour taking the test,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to have a snapshot. Once again, I love that term.
Because
yep. it gives you, right now, what are we looking at? What are the things where we have high stress? Do most people, when they fill this out, Pat, do most people have pretty high stress?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking the average person who I see comes in and I'm going to guess they'd be at least medium to high stress or high priority, as you like to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they fill it out. They call you, for example. I mean, you're the craftswoman of this. They want to have help. They get a hold of you. And I kind of want to go through your thinking about this. I'm going to make up a scenario. Is that okay with you?
Go ahead.
Let's do a common one. We see a lot of digestive issues.
All right.
A lot of liver issues and a lot of mood issues. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take that. So let's suggest, Pat, in this scenario that the individual who filled it out has high gut, high mood,
mm-hmm.
A high mood quadrant or issue here, and then high liver. So they get a hold of you. Where do you start with this person? Talk me through it.
Well, one of the biggest things that I look at first is mindset. And one of the first questions I always ask people is, I ask them a question, do you really want to be healthy?
Very good question.
You know, because if they don't have the mindset to move forward with being healthy, it's you've got you're kind of like on an uphill without the right equipment to ski uphill.
Yes, I get it. Unless you're you have cross country skis on and poles.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
Or spikes on your shoes.
Shoes, yeah.
So when I look at, you know, a scenario like that, I have to, you know, it, depending upon the person, I would decide where I would start. And
okay.
depending upon my intake information and my conversation with the person, I would, you know, decide where to start. Because truly, if you're not digesting your foods very well, could easily relate to anger, anxiety, depression.
Yeah, makes sense.
And which would make, you know, in Chinese medicine, they always relate depression back to the liver. So the liver, they say the liver is stagnating. And it doesn't mean like it's stopped, it just
right.
means that it's not, you know, it's
processing
not perky.
Things effectively.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So you know, and majority of people, I would always make sure the gut's working.
Agreed.
And then after I finished the gut, then I'd repeat the quiz and maybe just a portion of it.
Okay.
Just especially if I'm just targeting the gut, the liver, and mood, I would also, you know, add in muscle. I'd also add in blood glucose.
Very good point. Stabilize the blood sugar level, right?
Well, you know, the stats for, you know, diabetes and pre-diabetes is one in every three.
Wow.
It's huge.
Wow.
A third of the population.
What's so disturbing, Pat, is it's all preventative, or nearly all of it is preventative with regard to diabetes.
Pretty much. It's reversible.
Yeah. Not just reversible, it's just so related to lifestyle choices, in other words. I'm not saying you can't have an autoimmune case, a type 1 diabetes. I'm just saying there's a whole lot of, like, type 2 diabetes and type 3 diabetes right now are rampant. And and that's what I'm suggesting is so related to lifestyle choices.
Oh,
what
sure.
you eat, what you drink, you know, lack of exercise, that kind of thing.
Well, nobody in this country really has ever been taught and trained how to eat.
You're right. You're right. Very, very, very true. I'll tell you what, Pat, that's an interesting point, and we're going to pick that up as soon as we get back from this commercial.
Awesome.
What do you say?
Perfect.
Folks, Dr. Nelson Bulmash here. You're listening to Health Matters. My guest is Dr. Patricia Balone. Join us. We'll be right back.
Ah! Are you ready to be the hero of your own story? It's time to put the power of your health back into your hands. Join us for our free 25-day journey to get your life back now from chronic illness. Our doctors and experts will guide you back to optimal health.
80% of Americans have insulin resistance. 80%. Insulin resistance is the core of almost every chronic degenerative disease that is known to man. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, of course, obesity, aging, arthritis. It's insulin resistance. Look at the person next to you, please. Understand that you or the person you're looking at has diabetes. Wait, it's worse than that. That's by conventional standards. Standards that we are using to measure diabetes are fatally flawed. They're using serum glucose, and that's not diabetes. Diabetes is insulin resistance. Not to get too worried. There's good news.
Go to www.getyourlifebacknow.live and begin your journey today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Nelson Bulmesh. You're listening to Health Matters. And my guest is Dr. Patricia Bellone. This is so funny, Pat. You and I are laughing inside right now because what the folks don't, well, they maybe some of them picked it up, but we were talking about diabetes and we went into a commercial with Dr. Mercola, who corrected our stats and said that 80% of the population is insulin resistance and that diabetes really is about insulin resistance. Let's pick it up there.
Isn't that amazing,
yeah,
that stat?
That goes hand in hand with what I said, that most of it is preventable. It's lifestyle choices. But 80% of the population is either pre-diabetic or diabetic and has what we call insulin resistance.
That'd be a great visual, like in a room that you have 100 people in the talk.
That's right.
And have only 20 of them stand up.
Yeah.
Or have
80% stand up.
The 80% stand up.
Yeah. But I like your vision, because if only 20 stand up, then you can see those 20 easier than if the whole room stands up. It sounds like everybody is there. But 80% of the population now has insulin resistance. Pat, I want to pick up on that, because tell us a little bit, what happens? What kind of path do you go down from a nutritional or a health perspective if you have insulin resistance, or if we want to just call it outright, if you have diabetes? What kinds of things happen to you? What can you look forward to in life?
Well, it's an inflammatory disease.
Right.
And it's directly related to heart disease. So if you have heart disease, diabetes is a brother. And if you have diabetes, and the statistic on Alzheimer's, because you have Alzheimer's,
yes,
cancer, they're
sure,
all inflammatory based, but 40%, and this is like a year ago in a research paper that I read, 40% of the people who have diabetes are estimated that they will have Alzheimer's. 40%.
Yeah, these statistics we're giving are staggering. I watched my father die of diabetes and Alzheimer's, mm-hmm, and it was absolutely heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, please listen to these stats, because they don't have to statistically represent you. That's really important. So, go ahead. If we end up not being responsible, and I'm using this, I really want people to hear this. I really want to nail this home. The notion of, look, folks, you got to be responsible. The days are long, long, long over that you're irresponsible and that you are sloppy in your food choices or what you drink.
Well, you know, when you look at some diets that are out there, the diet that makes sense to me the most is called the Zone.
Okay.
It's old, but it's simple. And Barry Sears had some really great results in a study that he did with people who were diabetic. And he was able, this is years ago, he was so way ahead of his time, that he was able to show in a study people who reversed their diabetes.
Sure.
You know, so it's an anti-inflammatory diet.
Right.
But the thing is that you have to take a look at, like, what does your body need? How much protein do you need, Nelson, as opposed to me?
Yes.
And then you pair that up with the carbohydrates and the fats. And you have to have really good fats. You know, I'm getting to, like, I've been reading the Bulletproof diet.
Diet, mm-hmm, right.
And, you know, I'll tell you, David Asprey It might not be a physician, but he's definitely a researcher. And everything that I read by him makes sense to me. It's common sense, mm-hmm. and it makes sense moving forward.
Well, he's a sharp guy, and it's reasonable going back for those that don't remember The Zone. When did he write that book? Was that over? Has that been 20 years now?
Easy, I think.
I mean, I met him right after that came out. He's a fascinating gentleman.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. I went to hear him speak, and I had the pleasure of speaking to him for a while afterwards, and he was really quite knowledgeable and very pleasant, which is always interesting in the academic world because mm-hmm. not everybody is. Anyhow, I love the idea. As I recall, 30% of your diet should be protein, 30% carbs.
Carbs.
And 40% fat?
No,
I got it backwards.
It's protein is your primary.
40%, excuse me, my apologies. 40% protein, 30% fat, 30% carbs. I'm sorry, folks, didn't mean to confuse you. So, and what's really great is it balances out your biochemistry, which means it balances out your physiology, which means you stand a great chance of being very balanced and having all your systems work adequately.
Yes, and you also, people that I know that have followed that diet, and I have done it myself, you naturally lean out.
Yes. Yeah. Once again, it's about balance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. All right. So let's get back to you again. People come to you. The first thing you do, you mentioned, Pat, is you start talking to them about what's priority, what this means, and then you get into diet. Where do you go from there?
Well, the other thing I discovered is that most people don't understand how to read labels on their food. And so I try to keep it very simple when I'm teaching somebody that. When you're looking at the proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, and I know what that person specifically needs because it's personalized and it's designed for the a particular person, then you can go back and craft. So you can look at labels and find that a label is, look at, this has got 46 grams of carbohydrates in it. I don't care where the grams of carbohydrates come because a sugar is a sugar is a sugar, and a carbohydrate is sugar. And you look at how many proteins there are, and you look at how many fats are, and there's a lot of foods are like totally imbalanced. Look at a can of Coca-Cola.
Wow.
Is like 22 teaspoons of salt.
Sugar. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and another thing that I want to mention because I think it's worth mentioning is not only does soda have a lot of sugar, or it has a neurotoxin as an artificial sweetener, which is really bad as well, but it's a highly acidifying drink. And mm-hmm. so it steals minerals right, left, and center from the body, which is very, very bad because minerals are the currency of the body. And if you're mm-hmm. low in mineral density, folks, you are not going to feel good. You're not going to produce neurotransmitters, hormones. You're not going to recover effectively. You're not going to be a happy camper.
You're going to be sick.
And tired. I knew you were going to go there on me. Very good. Touche. I love your quote here, by the way, Pat. This is so beautiful. The quote for the introduction of your book reads as follows. When diet is wrong, medicine is of no use. When diet is correct, medicine is of no need. Ancient Ayurvedic proverb. That is so true and so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So you get people on a protocol, I'm guessing, in addition to altering their diet, and you like The Zone you mentioned, you end up getting them, I'm sure, on some kind of supplements?
I use specific supplements depending upon what I find on their chart. So it varies even from, the same person can have the same score, and they would get a different supplement.
Yeah,
based
and Pat, I'm so sorry for interrupting. So you're using your expertise to say, okay, for this person, we're going to use this complement or supplement. For this person, we're going to use another. So it's not, in other words, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's very unique.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
It's not like traditional medicine.
Medicine. Okay. Okay, very good. Very, very good. All right, and so how long do you have them continue on whatever dietary and supplemental program you have them on before you reevaluate?
I usually look at, at least 8 weeks, if not 12.
Okay.
It depends upon what they got going on, what their diagnosis is. I work with medical doctors, because a lot of medical doctors want their patients to make lifestyle changes if they don't have the resources to be able to follow it up. I have those resources to be able to do that. When I'm looking at somebody and doing this, not only do I do this nutritional part, we talk about exercise. We talk about, you know, the targeted supplementation that would be appropriate for like a slow thyroid to boost that.
Okay.
Or, you know, and there's other, because I use Chinese remedies also because I'm a Chinese physician.
Yep, got it.
And so, you know, I look at like what does this particular person need? I'm a very common sense person, so I would never give somebody anything I wouldn't take myself. And
right.
and that I've always have done that. I've always, you know, that's how I've always practiced.
Got it. So do, if you're taking care of somebody, do they, if particularly with a high priority situation here, where you're up at the top of the graph, the scores are really pretty high, indicating there's more intervention, do you speak with them once a week?
Usually most people, because in order to break a bad cycle, you have to have 21 days to 30 days of a cycle to do that. So you can't talk to somebody like once every 2 weeks. That's a maintenance type of...
I agree, yep.
And so... you know, so usually on the first month, I will always talk to somebody once a week for sure.
Good
if
choice.
They need a second time, then we use a second time. But usually it's just once a week. And, you know, they have homework to do. They have to go out and read labels. They have to do mindset type things. They have meditate, you know, and center themselves, especially if they're going through high stressful periods.
Right.
And they have to really, you know, and I always say that, you know, if people... asked me, I said, no, if you lie and you don't tell me the truth, I said, when you take this quiz again, I'll find out like instantaneously.
Sure. Makes sense.
I can pinpoint that out.
So, you know, once again, this speaks to the lifestyle doctor that you are. So you really are looking comprehensively mind, body, spirit is what I'm hearing.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Love it. All right. So let's talk about exercise. What do you recommend for somebody who's really out of shape, for somebody who has high priorities? Where do you go with that person?
Well, from the research that I recently looked at, and if, depending upon the diet that somebody's on, doing high intensity, short burst, so you're looking at strengthening, flexibility, and endurance. And those kind of exercises, you can actually do them maybe twice a week and still lean out and get, if you're eating the right kinds of foods.
Right.
If you're not eating the right kinds of foods, it's like hitting your head against the wall. It's not going to work.
So just out of curiosity, I'd love to ask this question to colleagues. Do you think diet for most of the people you see or exercise is more important?
I think diet's more important than exercise. And I think that, and I'm not saying you shouldn't go out.
Sure.
My second patient ever in clinic at Life Chiropractic College,
right?
She was 92 years old, and everybody called her grandma. If you ask me what her real name is, no clue, I don't remember. But we all called her grandma. And I asked her what she did every day for exercise, because you got to move. If you don't move, you're going to die.
Agree.
And so she said that she took her Dixie cup. She lived in Georgia. She took a Dixie cup out, and she watered her garden. And I said, well, how many times did you go out there? She goes, I have 150 plants.
Wow.
So
fantastic.
She was just, and that's
spunky.
She goes, I don't live in a good area anymore. And she goes, and I'm not moving. So she doesn't walk around the block.
Right.
She went out and did her garden. So, but you don't have to have formalized exercise in order to call it exercise. You've got to move.
You have to have activity.
You can walk as fast as you can, for as far as you can, for as long as you can, you know, a couple days a week.
Yeah.
You know, and so because you got to get the blood circulating. When that happens, you digest your food better, you sleep better, you think better.
Sure.
And it just makes sense to do that.
Well, I love your point, because the truth is, and this is how I always answer this, is that if you don't put good food and adequate, high-quality water in your body, you're not going to have any energy to exercise.
And that's how you change your constitution.
And that's how you change your constitution.
So you can change your how your DNA responds to environment.
Let's take a moment here. We're going to have to take a commercial break soon, but I want to start a conversation with you about that. I want people to have listened to this interview, and I want them to understand a little bit more about genetics. So I want to have a moment. We're going to talk about epigenetics here, which means that you can alter, and you said this early in the interview, you can alter the expression of your genes talk a minute. We'll get this conversation started before you have to break, about how eating really well, how thinking positively alters the expression of your genes so you can change your constitution, so you can live different than your forebears in many ways.
Well, you also can affect how your generations that are behind you, how their gene pool responds to environmental type things.
Right.
So if you have, if you look at quality, quantity, before quality first, quantity second, in food choices that you make, and organic, in this day and time, you have to have organic food, then you can have, that thing feeds your chemistry of your body. So it doesn't respond in the same fashion as it did before. Because all you have to do is just eat sugar and go try to go up rock climbing.
And you crash.
And you crash, for sure.
Pat, listen, we're going to take we're going to take our last commercial break. Folks, we'll be right back. I'm Dr. Nelson Blomash. My guest is Patricia Ballone. We're talking about her book, Why Are You Sick, Fat, Tired? We'll be right back.
Well, hello, everyone. I am Gloria Parker, the psychic bartender. You know, I use that title honestly because I was the first female bartender in Atlanta back in the 60s, and I stayed in that profession for over 33 years. You know, numerology is the foundation of the universe, and everything is embedded in numbers. So call me any Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. Just call in at 678-495-4345. Listeners, of course, are always welcome by tuning in to United Intentions, WDJY 99.1 FM. So what a really great way to get some firsthand information from your psychic bartender and learn something new about you on your drive home from work or just call in from anywhere. So you can reach me and you can listen to me on Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and many other stations. Or you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube as United Intentions or on Twitter as Higher Intention.
Hello again. I'm Dr. Nelson Blomash. You're listening to Health Matters, and my guest is Dr. Patricia Ballone. And we're talking about her new book, Why Are You Sick, Fat, Tired? We started this just before the commercial. We were talking about epigenetics, folks. And epigenetics deals with how you can alter the expression of your genes. So your genes can code for something for example, early diabetes or a heart attack, but we can change the expression of those genes by changing not only our environment, but how we eat, how we exercise, how we think. Let's pick that up a little bit, because I really think that that topic is worth pursuing a little bit more.
Well, my definition of health is proper diet, proper exercise, proper sleep or amount of sleep, and properly functioning nervous system, and a properly your positive mental attitude.
Fantastic. Yeah. I want to delve into sleep. I'm glad you brought that up, because we don't bring up quality sleep enough. And how this is very, very important is because obviously the body recuperates primarily as we sleep. We shut down so the body can repair itself. And one of the things that is absent in many people that I do workups on is they don't have sufficient B12 often. They don't have sufficient folate often. And these are very important. These are molecules that are what are called methylators. Mm-hmm. So it's important, as we know, Pat, that we keep the spool that holds our DNA closed so it can't be hijacked. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's so important, for example, if you're not getting enough B vitamins, folate, B12, vitamin D is very responsible for this, then our DNA can actually be hijacked and we can get a different or an altered expression of our genetic code. Mm-hmm. So once again, getting adequate nutrition so we get the molecules we need to be able to keep our DNA intact so it expresses in a desired way rather than a default manner.
Right. So you have to have the desired nutrition that you need.
Right.
And you have to have the gut to be able to absorb it.
Excellent.
Because you are not what you eat, you are what you absorb.
Good point.
And I recently read some, I haven't done it myself because I don't eat a traditional American diet. So I don't eat cereal for breakfast. I don't eat anything brown. at breakfast. You know, maybe like once every 6 months I'll have, you know, toast and eggs and bacon, you know, but all high quality fat and things. So I think that the, you know, what you start your day off with is so important. And they say that, you know, if you want to have, you know, your fruit, you shouldn't really have fruit in the morning. You should have fruit at night. It will help you sleep.
Very good point. Yeah. Our grandmothers, when you and I were kids, used to do an interesting trick on us. And though it may not have been the healthiest thing, what did they used to do? They used to give us milk and cookies. They were brilliant. They didn't understand the biochemistry and how they were binding up our opioid receptors from the caseomorphic opiates or increasing our serotonin production by the sugar in the milk. But they were brilliant. We slept every time evening, and we were never a problem for them.
Right, absolutely.
Go ahead. I cut you off there. So, in other words, what we want everybody to understand is how important it is to get enough sleep. We've mentioned that. Let's go into our last category. We really didn't talk about the spiritual or mental.
Well, I think that, you know, there's everyone has a different way to meditate. And I meditate every day and I read affirmations. I have them playing in my car. And first thing in the morning, I'll listen to them at night. If I wake up in the middle of the night, and usually the idea is if you wake up and go to the bathroom at night, you should come back and go to sleep.
Yes.
If you're not able to go to sleep, what I do and what I recommend people to do is, you know, find a meditation that they like, you know, and play it. Put earphones in, lay back.
I love that.
And relax.
It.
And then, you know, and then it gives you focus. You know, and where to focus that, you know, energy at that time. And in Chinese medicine, they have ceridian cycles that are, you know, very apropos. So the liver cleanses itself or tonifies between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You know, and the lung 3 to 5. So when people are waking up, you know, if you ever remember when you're in college, when you're out and drank too much, you know, not that we ever did
that. I was going to say, thank you.
We didn't do that.
We did not do that. Just for the record, folks.
Go out and dance, you know, at a club or whatever. And come back. I used to always take, you know, a probiotic with some lemon juice. And
brilliant.
You know, and I thought that was an easy remedy to do that. And, you know, I never overdrank anyway. And, you know, we had a really good time, especially when I lived here, when I was in chiropractic school, going to downtown Atlanta, you know, and out. But you have to have, you know, balance in everything that you do. I mean, and like your thoughts that you think. So when we talked about meditation before, one of the things I used to like to do for meditating when I was up or when I used to live in the city, I would do mindful meditation.
Beautiful.
So I would pick a thing to do, like I would pick a thing to like to smile at people and to get them to smile back at me. And
I love that. I do the very same thing.
And so I would say hi to people all the time. And if somebody didn't say hi to me, I would ask them, excuse me, is something going on? And they look at me, this is in downtown Boston. No.
Of course not. Why would you suggest that there's something else?
Right. And then they go, why do you ask? I said, well, because you looked like you were very perplexed or you looked like you were upset. Oh, I'm so sorry. You don't have to apologize to me. But it changed their mood and they gave them a different focus.
Right. I love that. Be responsible for what you're putting out.
Right. And it was fun.
Yes. Well, it must have been a little awkward at first. I remember when I testified as an expert witness up in a big case in Boston years ago. And what I remember was how fascinating was how many women wore tennis shoes and dresses, and they carried with them a case with their shoes. Mm-hmm. So they would go to work, they'd put on their high heels, but they would walk in their tennis shoes. I'd never seen that anywhere before, like so many women doing that. And when I went on the bus, I was shocked at how many people wouldn't even look at me. You know, I'm from the South here now. Mm-hmm. I've been here for 31 years. And so I'm just that strange lad, we'll call me, who loves to smile and is very, very happy. And so everywhere I go, how are you? Good to see you. Having a good day? Great. Love it. Love your dog, by the way. Great outfit. What a killer suit. Love your shirt. And I'm sure that's strange. It didn't work in Boston.
In Boston, it wouldn't.
Yeah, and I remember saying to the people on the bus, like, are you guys all okay? You seem very suppressed. And everybody went, oh, this is Boston. I'm sure that means something.
It does. You know, I had tickets to go see Tina Turner and who's the guy that sang Dancing on the Ceiling?
Yes, our Commodore, Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie. And so Lionel Richie opened up for her. And a friend of mine, an attorney in Boston, gave me these free tickets in the skybox seat. And there was 20 seats in there. And nobody else in his office came. It's just my, and I couldn't find anybody who wanted to go.
Wow.
And the interesting thing, too, is like, you know how exciting his, you know, Lionel Richie's music is. And,
yes.
And Tina Turner, they literally just sat there and stared. I went, they drank the water.
Yes, yes, because it's a listening to those two is a very cerebral experience, not. Anyhow, yeah. I think the notion is that if you want to be happy, folks, you have to train your mind to be happy. Mm-hmm. And once you start to train your mind to be happy, it becomes one of those things that you don't think about. It's second nature. Mm-hmm. And that's so important because if you train your mind to be happy, then what mysteriously happens is you become really happy.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. Thank you.
You know, it's a choice to be offended. And, you know, I think today that in this day and time that people are so oversensitized to,
yeah.
And they're so worried about offending somebody that, you know, when I'm talking to somebody, I'm just very raw. You know, I'm very direct.
I like that about you, Pat.
Well, I used to be very sweet, you know, in my office, like, you know, Mrs. So-and-so, I think that you should give up sugar. You know, now I just say, you know, sugar's poison. It's toxic. It's almost similar to, like, what do they say, cocaine?
Yeah.
You know, the addiction. So it's I'm now a little bit more direct. So if you keep on eating it, you're probably going to die a lot sooner.
So there. Process that.
So at any rate, and I think that people need to have that, you know, a lot of people need to have a wake-up call in their nutrition and take responsibility for looking at labels, reading them, and buying things that are appropriate for how to enhance their health.
Yeah, very, very, very true. I don't want to be guilty of not giving you enough time. I want to make absolutely sure, Pat, people know how to get in touch with you. So I'm going to circuitously come back around. How do people get a hold of you so we don't run out of time? Let's give them that information now, and then we'll do final thoughts.
Okay. My webpage is healthteamnetwork.com. I'm available on the contact page. There's numerous ways to connect with me. On my opening page, if you scroll down, there's a microphone. And on that microphone, you can send in a live question.
Oh, I love it.
And that automatically comes to me, and I send it back. You can connect with me on my LinkedIn account. If somebody has LinkedIn and they're looking for more descriptors of what my experience is, that's a good place to go and look. And I have a Facebook page. You can find all of them by, you know, Dr. Pat Ballone.
Very good.
And I'm also have, you know, sometimes if you're, you know, people call me Ask Dr. Pat, and a lot of times Dr. Pat. So, you know, that's a way to, like, put, you know, that information out there for people to get a hold of me.
Perfect. And I'm looking 1 minute. We're going to finish up here. Thank you for your final thoughts. I will be back, folks, next week. I'm Dr. Nelson Bullmash. It's been a pleasure, Pat, having you on the show. And just so you know, all of your detailed information, looking at my producers right now and engineers, will be on the end of this. Is that correct, folks?
Awesome.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me on Health Matters, Pat. I hope you'll join me again.
Oh, I would love to.
Folks, Dr. Nelson Bullmash here, Dr. Patricia Ballone, get her book, Why Are You Sick, Fat, and Tired? I'll see you next week. In the second week of December. It'll be released, excuse me, in the second week of December. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this edition of Health Matters with Dr. Nelson Bullmash, where we help you discover how to ignite your mind, body, and spirit connection. Join us next time when we will bring you more exciting guests and engaging topics. Meanwhile, feed your mind, exercise your body, and nurture your spirit.
The United Intentions Foundation and its associates take no responsibility for the opinions and statements made by the talk show hosts or their guests.